Welcome back to the 2015 NFL Scouting Combine. We're with Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer going through his favorite part of the combine, the interview process, where you get to come through the media center and talk about yourself and your team. You love that, don't you?
Yeah, it's great. I love it. Can't wait.
What is everyone asking you about? I think they're probably asking you about how did your first year go? What did you learn from your first year? So what are you telling people?
Basically, I'm telling them that I learned that I have to do a much better job. Our team has to play a lot better. We've got to get a lot better to compete in our division where with the teams that we have. And so, that's a big part of it.
I think a lot of people probably give you a pat on the back, good job in your first year, but you look at it as we're 7-9 and we can do a lot better. How do you instill that mentality in your team?
Well, I think the biggest thing is you show them on tape, and everybody's saying all nice things right now, and, you succeeded expectations, I guess, is the best way to look at it. Now the expectations are going to be raised, and we're going to have to play a lot better. The schedule we have next year is going to be really good with all the Western divisions and the teams in our division. So the biggest thing is I'm going to start putting it out on tape and show them where we can get better as soon as they walk in the door, and I'm going to try to get their attention very quickly.
I'm going to make sure I'm not around the room when that happens. All right.
You're not welcome anyway.
Right, I won't be there. Don't worry about it. Our college scouts have been studying these players for 2 or 3 years. For a lot of fans, this is the start of the pre-draft process. But for you, when does it start? When do you become more familiar with the college players?
Well, I've started a little bit with some of the positions already. But this is really the beginning for me, too. I get a chance to meet them in person, get a chance to watch them run around a little bit in person, and then you start studying a little bit harder as far as the guys you're interested in. So I've still got a lot of work to do.
Is there – nothing can replace Sundays, I would imagine, for a head coach, but is there – now that you are a head coach, is there a part of the off season and the planning and the putting the pieces together that you like that's different than the in-season stuff?
Yeah, it's completely different. It's exciting to try to figure out how you can to fix your football team and try to get it better. And I'm so fortunate to have the guys that we have with Rick Spielman and George Payton and Studwell and Jamal Stevenson, all those guys do such a good job. So they help me out quite a bit. But we're united on the front and the things that we're looking for and the kind of guys we're looking for, and being able to, if we have a question on a guy, get in a room and sit down and watch tape and kind of explain what everybody's looking for. And I think that's the biggest thing.
Have you talked to our quarterback? Ooh, Mr. Mortensen goes down. He's up and okay, though. He's okay. He stays on his feet. You were so good with them, you knocked them off their feet over there.
He was like a cat.
Yeah, right. Have you talked to Teddy?
I just did a text. Texted him a little bit. I said, congratulations on winning the Pepsi Year Award. And I said, let's go win a championship unless you want to be a celebrity quarterback. But he's such a great kid. He texted me back and said, Coach, all I want to do is win games. I don't care about individual awards. And he's such a first-class, solid person, and I'm thrilled that we have him on our football team.
Great. Thanks for joining us. Have a good week at the Combine.
Okay, Mike. Thanks.